Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue on the subject of the plan of redemption. We've talked about the creation. We've talked about the creation of man, the fall of Lucifer, the fall of the angels, the fall of man, how man was spiritually dead, separated from God. Satan was the spiritual father of mankind. God was on the outside looking in, and the earth was cursed and doomed to destruction. We saw that God had a plan of redemption from the very foundation of the world, and he dealt with man through covenants. It was not only made to man in the Old Testament, but also to the seed, who is Christ. And the way God brings everything forth is through his word. And we saw that as his word came forth and the messianic lineage was established and preserved as God protected them, then the time came for Jesus to come into the earth. We also looked at the feasts of the Lord. He said that they're my feasts, and that the feasts of the Lord is a revelation of what Jesus does in bringing forth the redemption and accomplishing reconciliation of man unto God. We also saw the chronology of the last week of Jesus, the fact that he came in on the Sabbath, the 10th day, and then till the 14th day he was examined by the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious leaders. And then on the 14th day, on the exact day of the Feast of Passover, Jesus went to the cross, where he was made sin. And then in fulfillment of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, he was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, bearing away that sin. And then he was raised from the dead in fulfillment of the Feast of First Fruits, which was on the morrow after the Sabbath. And we see that Jesus raised from the dead. He preached the gospel to those that were in the upper compartment of hell in Abraham's bosom, led captivity captive in the fulfillment of the Feast of First Fruits. Today we're going to move ahead and talk about what happened from the cross to the throne, what Jesus accomplished specifically. We see the fact that when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he declared the covenant that he made with the Father at the Last Supper that would be ratified when his blood would be poured out upon the mercy seat after his resurrection. And he was in the garden, and he declared in Luke 22:53, "When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." We saw the fact that when he was turned over to Pilate, Pilate said that statement that "I find no fault in him." And Jesus gave himself into the hands of Satan to go to the cross. Remember John 10:17, where he says, "I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." So Jesus laid down his life. And when he gave himself into the hands of the enemy, he was on his way to the cross. Remember that he was the Lamb of God who was going to take away the sin of the world. In John 3:14, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He went to the cross as a lamb, but he became a serpent, being made sin." In 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Jesus was made sin for us. He knew no sin, and he's the one who took upon the sins of mankind to accomplish the redemption. In Philippians 2:8, "Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." He was obedient to follow what the Father directed him to do in accomplishing the redemption by being obedient unto the death of the cross. In Galatians 3:13, we see Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree." As Jesus was on the cross, he was made sin as he became a serpent. In Exodus 7:9-12, it says, "When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, Take thy rod," and Jesus is the rod, "and cast it before Pharaoh." Pharaoh is a type of Satan. and it shall become a serpent, which is what happened to Jesus when he was cast before Satan and took upon himself all the sins of mankind and was cursed as he was laid upon the cross. In verse 10, Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh. They did so as the Lord had commanded. Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. That speaks of what Jesus was going to do. He was going to swallow up and get the victory over Satan, taking back the authority over mankind and over the earth, taking back the keys of hell and death, and accomplishing the redemption and reconciliation of man unto God. In Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, the Bible says, "All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Remember that he did not sin. It was the iniquity of us all that was laid upon him. In verse 7, it says, "He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And he was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken." And then in verse 10, it says, "It pleased the Lord to bruise him, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin." So here we see it pleased the Lord to offer him as the sacrifice, as he was stricken for the transgression of the people. And in verse 12, it says, "Where he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." We see a picture of what Jesus did on the cross in Leviticus chapter 16. In verse 5, it says, "You shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel 2 kids of the goats for a sin offering." That means 2 goats were 1 sin offering. And in verse 8, "Aaron cast lots upon the 2 goats, 1 lot for the Lord, and the other lot for the scapegoat." In verse 9, "Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell, and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord, to make an atonement with him, and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness." Then in verse 15 it says, "Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering, that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat." And then in verse 21, "And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities into a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness." What we see here is the 2 goats were the 1 sin offering. The first goat is going to be killed. The second goat, the hands are laid upon him, and all the sins and iniquities come upon him. The 2 goats speak of the 2 deaths that Jesus experienced, which produced the sin offering. In Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 9, the Bible said, "He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death." The word death is plural in the Hebrew, deaths. There were 2 deaths that were the 1 sin offering. The first goat was his physical death, where his blood was shed in order to accomplish the sacrifice, offering himself to die for the sins of the people, the payment for the price of sin, as the wages of sin is death. The second goat speaks of the spiritual death, in which Jesus was separated from the Father, which is what death is. Death does not mean cease to exist. Death is separation. Jesus was separated from the Father when he was made sin on the cross. We know this from Matthew chapter 27 in verse 45 and 46, where he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He was made sin and separated as the sins of mankind were laid upon him that he was going to bear away. So Jesus is laid on the cross. He experiences the physical death. He also experiences the spiritual death. And he goes down into hell for those 3 days and 3 nights to bear away the sins of mankind. In John 18, verse 14, "Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people." And then in John 19, verse 30, when Jesus was about to die, he said, "It is finished." What was finished? The final offering of the old covenant. He offered himself, he was made sin, and he completed that offering, paying the price for man's sin. And then he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And in Mark chapter 15, verse 37, parallel passage, it says, Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. By the way, he did not die by crucifixion. Crucifixion is death by inches, where after you have no more strength to push yourself up, you're on your last breath, and you finally suffocate and die. He cried with a loud voice. That's not someone on their last breath. Instead, having been made sin, he gave up his spirit, where it was going to be taken down into hell to accomplish the bearing away of all the sins of mankind. Remember, on the cross he was made sin, and he died physically, which was the final sacrifice of the old covenant, but then he was spiritually separated and went down in hell for 3 days and three nights to bear away the sins of mankind and to accomplish the redemption. Then in verse 38 it says, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. That's talking about the Old Testament temple where God's presence was. It was rent in twain, or rent in two, from the top to the bottom. And this veil was like 18 to 20 feet high and very thick, and was supernaturally ripped from the top to the bottom by the presence of God leaving the temple. And when Jesus gave up the ghost, he said, he cried with a loud voice, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." His spirit didn't go to heaven. He commended or entrusted his spirit into the hands of the Father. What happened? In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, it says, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?" Otherwise, Jesus went down before he went up. In Matthew 12, verse 40, it says, "As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Where is that? In hell. Jesus was 3 days and three nights in hell, which was that Thursday, Friday, and the Saturday Sabbath after he'd been crucified on the day of Passover, which was on Wednesday. In Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, where Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And then in verse 2, he said, "Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice," which is prophetic of where Jesus was going to be in hell. Down in verse 6 it says, "I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever." That speaks of where hell is, at the bottom of the mountains, and from hell's vantage point, the earth has bars about me forever. In Psalms 88, in verse 6 it says, "Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps." The lowest pit is the lower compartment of hell, where it was the place of torment. So we see that Jesus was laid in the lowest pit, the place of torment, bearing away the sins of mankind as he was experiencing the pains of death. He did this for you and for me, that he might accomplish the redemption, that we might be reconciled unto the Lord. Well, we're going to continue on this subject in the next broadcast. God bless you. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems and breaking inherited generational curses. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.